Sobre la historia del Nuevo Testamento.
And we're in lesson number 13, if you're following along in the book.
Si están siguiendo en los libros, estamos en lección 13.
This is our final lesson of this unit of study, and next Sunday we'll have new books.
Este es nuestro final estudio de esta unidad.
And so we will be going into a study on the book of Isaiah.
Vamos a empezar un estudio sobre el libro de Isaías.
But today our final lesson is going to be in the book of Revelation.
Pero la lección de hoy se encuentra en Apocalipsis.
And so you can get your Bibles and turn to the book of Revelation.
Pueden abrir sus Biblias y abre el libro de Apocalipsis.
Or you can turn to lesson number 13 in your booklet.
O puedes seguir en lección 13 en los libros.
And so as you're turning there, let's go ahead and open in prayer and ask for the Lord's blessing.
Vamos a abrir en oración y pedir la bendición de Dios.
Lord, we're grateful, Lord, for your faithfulness, and we pray that you would bless our time together here in church. We pray that you would bless everyone that is here in person, and we pray for those that, Lord, are watching us online. I pray that, Lord, you would truly bless, Lord God, their experience and ours. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would enlighten our minds, quicken our understanding. Lord, as we are finishing up our study on the New Testament, we pray that you'd open up, Lord, the lesson in the book of Revelation. And so bless our time together. Bless your people. In Jesus' name, and everyone said,
amen,
amen. Amen. The amen. Title of the lesson this morning is Triumph of God's Kingdom.
El título de la lección de hoy es El Triunfo del Reino de Dios.
God's kingdom is victorious.
El reino de Dios es victorioso.
God is ultimately going to triumph.
Últimamente Dios va a triunfar.
Now, there's no one that can stand against the Lord.
No hay nadie quien se puede parar en contra de Dios.
God is almighty.
Dios es todopoderoso.
And his kingdom will reign.
Y su reino va a ser victorioso.
And our central truth this morning,
nuestra verdad central hoy,
it is Jesus Christ will return in glory and power to establish his kingdom.
Es Jesús regresará en poder y gloria para establecer su reino.
How many of you are grateful that Jesus Christ is coming back?
¿Cuántos están agradecidos que Jesús viene otra vez?
He's coming in glory and power to establish his kingdom here on earth.
Jesús regresará en poder y gloria para establecer su reino.
You know, if this virus is around when Jesus returns,
si este virus está aquí cuando Jesús regrese,
he'll call it and just speak to it and it'll be gone.
Él hablará al virus y se va a ir.
Amen.
Amen.
The key verse this morning comes from the book of Revelation.
Nuestro versículo clave se encuentra en Apocalipsis.
And it's chapter 11, verse 15.
Capítulo 11, versículo 15.
Does anybody want to read our key verse? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everything is ultimately going to be brought into subjection to Christ.
Todo cosa va a ser sujeto en el nombre de Dios.
Every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Cada rodilla se inclinará y cada boca declarará que Él es Dios.
Now, our lesson this morning,
la lección de esta mañana,
is dealing with the book of Revelation, as we've stated before.
Está hablando de Apocalipsis.
Now, if you've ever read a book,
si usted ha leído un libro,
you usually start reading the book from the beginning to the end of the book.
La mayoría del tiempo empiezan al principio hasta el fin.
Now, if you were to read a book starting in the last pages first,
si usted leyera un libro y empezara en el fin del libro primero,
when that happens, you're not going to learn much about the characters or even the plot of the story.
No aprendería mucho de las personas o la trama de la historia.
In a similar way,
En una manera similar,
some people try to study the book of Revelation without first understanding God's story from the beginning.
Algunas personas intentan estudiar Apocalipsis sin entender primero la historia de Dios desde el principio.
And when this happens, it can lead to confusion, fear, and misunderstanding.
Y esto puede traer confusión, temor o malentendidos.
How many of you, when you first got saved, read the book of Revelation?
¿Cuántos de nosotros leímos el libro de Apocalipsis primero cuando nos salvamos?
Some are saying, no, I didn't read that one first.
Algunos dicen que no.
I don't think I did either.
No creo que ni yo lo leí primero.
But I did read it when I was a babe, still an infant in Christ.
Pero sí lo leí cuando primero conocí a Dios.
And I'll be honest with you, I didn't understand a lot of what it said.
Y en ser honesto con usted, no entendí mucho de lo que leí.
And in a similar way, if we start from the end first and not from the beginning.
Y por eso, si empezamos en el fin en vez del principio,
then we'll end up confused.
Vamos a tener confusión.
But when we understand the heart of God and His plan,
pero cuando entendemos el corazón de Dios y su plan,
then we can read it and it makes a lot more sense and there's peace.
Podemos leerlo y vamos a entender y vamos a tener paz.
Now, the book of Revelation has prompted many debates over the years.
El libro de Apocalipsis ha causado mucha controversia sobre los años.
A lot of those debates are still happening today.
Y muchas discusiones siguen hasta hoy.
But the main thrust of the book of Revelation,
pero el propósito mayor de el libro de Apocalipsis,
is showing the triumph of God in His kingdom over the powers of evil.
Nos habla de el triunfo del reino de Dios sobre las cosas oscuras y malas.
God has a plan.
Dios sí tiene plan.
And we can see a lot of that plan playing out in the book of Revelation.
Y podemos ver mucho de su plan sobre leyendo el libro de Apocalipsis.
There are a lot of things that will happen during the tribulation period.
Hay muchas cosas que van a pasar durante la tribulación.
And the majority of the book of Revelation is still future.
Y la mayoría del libro de Apocalipsis nos habla del futuro.
And we don't know exactly how it's all going to play out.
Y aunque no sabemos exactamente cómo va a pasar las cosas,
but God's plan is going to be fulfilled.
Sí sabemos que el plan de Dios se va a cumplir.
And so everything is a culmination of God's plan from the beginning in Genesis all the way through to the book of Revelation.
Desde el principio en Génesis hasta el fin en Apocalipsis, todo nos habla del plan de Dios.
And so turn in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 5.
Abren sus Biblias en Apocalipsis capítulo 5.
And part 1 is entitled The Lamb and His Redeemed.
Parte 1, El Cordero y sus Redimidos.
And our subpoint this morning is The Lamb of God is worthy of praise.
El Cordero de Dios es digno de alabanza.
God's plan to redeem all of humanity.
El plan de Dios de redimir el ser humano.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Por la sangre de Cristo.
Actually culminates in the book of Revelation.
Empieza en el libro de Apocalipsis.
We see how God's desire to save humanity.
Vemos el deseo de Dios para salvar la humanidad.
Was fulfilled through the Lamb.
Fue cumplido por el Cordero.
The Lamb was slain to take away the sins of the world.
El Cordero fue inmolado para quitar los pecados del mundo.
And because he fulfilled God's plan,
y porque él cumplió el plan de Dios,
he is worthy of all worship and praise and honor.
Él es digno de alabanza y adoración y honor.
It is through Christ that all people have opportunity to be reconciled to God.
Es por medio de Dios que tenemos la oportunidad de ser reconciliados a Dios.
He's made a way for everyone to be saved.
Él ha hecho camino para que todos se puedan salvar.
All they have to do is receive it. Amen.
Solamente es de recibir su salvación.
Look at Revelation chapter 5, verses 6 through 14.
Miren conmigo en Apocalipsis 5, versículos 6 a 14.
I'll read this portion. And it says, I saw a lamb in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders standing as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one having a harp, a golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voices of many angels, numbering 10,000 times 10,000 and thousand of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Then I heard every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that are in them saying, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and power forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever.
Amen.
These are powerful verses in the book of Revelation.
Estos son versos muy poderosos en este libro de Apocalipsis.
There is this scene in heaven.
Aquí hallamos este cine en el cielo.
And there's only one that is worthy to open the seal with the scroll with many seals.
Y solamente hay uno digno de abrir. El libro.
And his name is Jesus Christ.
Y su nombre es Jesucristo.
The Lamb.
El Cordero.
It looked like it had been slain.
Se miró que fue inmolado.
And when that happens and the scene begins to progress.
Y en progresar este evento.
The Lamb takes that scroll out of the hand of the Father.
El Cordero tome... El libro del mano de Dios.
And there is a scene of triumph.
Y vemos el triunfo.
Because no one was found worthy to take that scroll.
Porque no había nadie que podía abrir el libro.
But the Lamb took the scroll.
Pero el Cordero lo tomó.
And all of a sudden there comes this scene of worship that begins to be portrayed.
Y empezó un... Tiempo de adoración.
There are three groups that begin to shout out praise to the Lamb.
Hay tres grupos que empiezan alabanza al Cordero.
The first group is the four living creatures and the 24 elders.
El primer grupo son los cuatro seres vivientes y los 24 ancianos.
And they are representative of God's people throughout the earth.
Ellos representan el pueblo escogido de Dios sobre la tierra.
Those that have offered up their prayers to God.
Los que han ofrecido sus oraciones sacrificiales a Dios.
Every tribe, language, and nation is represented in worshiping the Lamb.
Todo linaje, lengua, y pueblo y nación están representados aquí adorando al Cordero.
The second group that is worshiping the Lamb.
El segundo grupo que adoran al Cordero.
Is an angelic choir.
Son un grupo de cantores angélicos.
And the size really defies our imagination.
Y el tamaño del grupo es más que podemos... entender.
But he says, I heard the voice of many angels in verse 11, numbering 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands.
Y en versículo 11 nos dice que vio millares de millares y millones de millones.
And this verse represents the whole of all the angelic host.
Y este verso representa el total de los del grupo de los cantadores angélicos.
To be honest with you, it's an innumerable amount.
Es más que se puede contar.
But they are praising the Lamb.
Y están adorando al Cordero.
They're in awe of what Jesus has done for you and for me.
Están agradecidos por lo que Jesús hizo por usted y para mí.
It's so amazing, even to the angelic host.
Aún a los a este grupo de ángeles es muy increíble.
How that God loves humanity in such a way.
De como Dios ama a la humanidad de esa manera.
That he has laid down his own life to redeem them.
Que dio su vida para redimirnos.
And so they begin to sing praises to God.
Y empiezan a cantar adoración a Dios.
And then the final group that is praising the Lamb.
Y el tercer y final grupo que está adorando al Cordero.
Is every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth, even in the sea.
Está compuesto de todo lo creado que está en el cielo sobre la tierra.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Y debajo de la tierra, porque digno es el Cordero.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea
what
Dios.
What an amazing story that we see culminating in the book of Revelation.
En el libro de Apocalipsis leemos una historia increíble.
It's a story of God's plan, his love for you and me.
Es la historia del amor de Dios y su plan para usted y mí.
The redeemed, our second subpoint is, the redeemed are from all nations.
Los redimidos son de todas las naciones.
In Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17.
Vamos a leer en Apocalipsis capítulo 7, versículos 9 a 17.
Here we can see that God's plan didn't include or didn't only focus in on the Jews only.
Aquí podemos leer y entender que el plan de Dios no era solamente por los judíos.
No, his plan was to save all humanity.
Su plan era para redimir a toda la humanidad.
As the scripture says, whosoever will.
Como dice la escritura, la salvación es para todos.
He says, whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely.
Puede venir y tomar de la agua de vida.
But God's plan includes all of humanity.
Y el plan de Dios incluye la humanidad en total.
He did choose the family of Abraham through which he would bring forth his son.
Si bien eligió la familia de Abraham para traer a su hijo.
Now he would become our Savior, obviously.
Para ser nuestro Salvador.
But what Jesus came to do was meant not just for the Jews only.
Pero lo que Jesús hizo no era solamente por los judíos.
It would ultimately go and extend out to all.
Últimamente era para toda la humanidad.
And so in these verses we're about to read.
En estos versos que vamos a leer.
We see a multitude from all nations.
Vemos, leemos de la multitud de cada nación.
Look at Revelation chapter 7 verses 9 through 17.
Vamos a leer Apocalipsis 7, 9 a 17.
Does somebody want to read those verses? Again, another beautiful portion from the book of Revelation.
Una vez más leemos otra porción muy bella en Apocalipsis.
These verses show that the Lamb has redeemed people from all nations.
Estos versos nos enseñan que el Cordero ha redimido a personas de todas las naciones.
Aren't you grateful that he's redeeming people from all nations?
Están agradecidos que Dios quiere redimir las personas de cada nación.
That means there's hope for everyone.
Hay esperanza para todos.
But John sees in this vision.
Pero Juan vio en su visión.
An innumerable amount of people that have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Una innumerable multitud que han sido redimidos del por medio del Cordero.
And what I love about it is that no people group is excluded from the opportunity to be a part of God's family.
Y ningún grupo de personas son eliminados de poder ser familia de Dios.
He loves Jews just as much as he loves Hispanics.
Él ama a los judíos tanto cuanto ama a los hispanos.
He loves Hispanics just as much as he loves Anglos.
Y aún ama a los hispanos tanto que ama a los americanos.
He loves the Asian just as much as he loves the African.
Ama a los de Asia también como ama a los de África.
But thank God his love is for all.
Y gracias a Dios que su amor es para todos.
Thank God he doesn't show favoritism.
Él no tiene favoritos para ningún persona.
But his plan includes everyone.
Porque su plan incluye a todos.
And in this vision, he sees them all dressed with white robes.
Y en su visión, Juan vio que tenían túnicas blancas.
And they're also holding palm branches in their hands.
Y también tenían ramas de palma en sus manos.
And what they're signifying is this.
Y esto significa...
It's displaying a glorious victory has been won.
Que una gloriosa victoria se ganó.
They have triumphed in Christ.
Y en Cristo han triunfado.
And they have been redeemed, washed in the blood.
Han sido limpio en la sangre de Cristo y son redimidos.
And he was asked, who are these that are clothed in white robes and where did they come from?
Y le preguntaron, ¿quién son estos que... están vestidos en túnicas blancas y...
And John says, sir, you know. He didn't know where they came from, but he knew the angel or the elder knew.
Y Juan dice, what verse, James?
It's 14.
En versículo 14, Juan respondió y dijo... Señor, tú sabes.
And so then he responded and said, these are those that have come out of great tribulation.
Y él me dijo, estos son los que han salido de la gran tribulación.
This is a beautiful story.
Esta es una historia muy bella.
That God's plan of redemption still isn't done.
Que el plan de Dios no ha terminado.
That he's still in the saving business.
Él está listo para seguir salvando personas.
That even in the future tribulation, many will be saved.
Que aún en el futuro, durante la tribulación, muchos se van a salvar.
But they are described as washing themselves in the blood of the Lamb.
Y están describidos como que se han lavado sus ropas en el sangre del Cordero.
And it's beautiful because they will be sheltered in the presence of God forever.
Y van a estar protegidos en la presencia de Dios para siempre.
The Lamb will end up being their shepherd.
Y el Cordero va a ser su pastor.
And he will ultimately wipe all tears from their eyes.
Y últimamente él va a limpiar cada lágrima de sus ojos.
There's a lot of people even right now that are hurting.
Hay mucha gente aún en este día doloridos.
This virus is affecting a lot of people.
Este virus está afectando a mucha gente.
And it's breaking many hearts.
Y está quebrando muchos corazones.
But thank God that in him one day every tear will be wiped away.
Pero gracias a Dios que un día cada lágrima va a ser limpiada de nuestros ojos.
Man, it's troubling here on this side, isn't it?
Hay mucho dolor y molestad en este mundo.
It's not easy.
Y no es fácil.
But thank God we have the hope that we will one day be with Christ forever.
Pero gracias a Dios que tenemos la esperanza que vamos a estar con Dios para siempre un día.
Our second part this morning,
parte dos,
is the triumph of God's kingdom foretold.
El triunfo del reino de Dios anunciado.
First, God's greatness is revealed.
La grandeza de Dios revelada.
Look at Revelation chapter 11, verses 15 through 19.
Vaya conmigo en Apocalipsis, capítulo 11, versículos 15 a 19.
I'll read these verses if you don't mind. And it says, the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of the world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, who is, was, and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. The time has come for the dead to be judged and to reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. Then the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the ark of the covenant was seen in his temple. There came lightning, noises, thundering, and earthquake and great hail. These verses begin to bring forth God's greatness.
Estos versos nos enseñan la grandeza de Dios.
Currently, the kingdoms of the world are led by sinful human beings.
Los reinos del mundo están dirigidos por seres humanos que son pecaminosos.
Even the best ruler that you can think of.
Aún el más mejor líder que puedes pensar.
They pale in comparison to the rule of God himself.
No se compare a Dios mismo.
But what we see is that God is ultimately in control.
Y vemos que últimamente Dios sí está en control.
And ultimately every nation and kingdom will be subject to God one day.
Y últimamente cada nación va a ser sujeto a Dios un día.
And so we see the power of God.
Y vemos el poder de Dios.
His greatness being manifest.
Su grandeza manifestada.
And so ultimately everything is going to be subject to Christ.
Y todo va a ser sujeto a Dios, a Cristo.
And so this is still in the future.
Esto es en el futuro.
But there's coming the day when everything will become subservient to God and to His kingdom.
Va a venir el día que cada cosa y cada persona va a ser sujeto a su reino.
And He will rule with righteousness.
Y Él gobernará con justicia.
He will eradicate all wickedness.
Y va a quitar toda maldad.
And when Jesus rules here on the earth,
y cuando Jesús reina aquí en la tierra,
there will be peace.
Vamos a ver paz.
Amen.
Amen.
It begins to show heaven opened up.
Nos enseña que los cielos se abren.
And there is seen the temple of God.
Y vemos el templo de Dios.
And the Ark of the Covenant was seen in the temple.
Y el arco del pacto se encontró ahí en el templo.
The Ark of the Covenant has been out of the temple since the destruction of the very first temple in 587 BC.
El arco no ha estado en el templo desde el primer destrucción.
Many believe that they took the Ark of the Covenant and took it and hid it somewhere, some say, below the current temple area.
Muchos creen que tomaron el Arco del Pacto y lo escondieron debajo de la tierra en un lugar que no saben.
But this vision is showing the temple of God.
Pero esta visión de Juan nos enseña el templo de Dios.
And as it's on display, there's this lightning and noises and thunderings. It just shows the awesomeness of God.
Y nos enseña la belleza y el resplandor de Dios.
Some believe that the Ark of the Covenant will one day come out from its place of hiding.
Y algunos creen que un día el arco del pacto se va a encontrar.
And in the future, they'll put it in the temple that will be rebuilt.
Y se va a poner en el templo que se va a construir otra vez un día.
But that's something we will see.
Pero vamos a ver.
Isaiah. Where it's showing the temple here. What I'm talking about in regards to the temple being hidden and coming out, some believe it could happen anytime in the future. You know, with the rebuilding of the temple, some have said that there's Jews today that know exactly where it is. But they've said that there's no temple to put it in. And so some believe that when the third temple is rebuilt, that they will bring out the Ark of the Covenant and place it in the temple. Now, maybe, maybe not, or it will for sure end up probably being or coming out during the millennial temple, which Jesus Christ himself will build and rule from in the millennial reign. So there's some speculation as to exactly when, but it may happen during the tribulation period with a rebuilt temple. So it's very interesting. Now, some of that's, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt, you know, but many believe that the temple is either hidden underneath the current temple area, the you know, where the Dome of the Rock sits was where the Solomon's temple was, but it was believed that Solomon built a secret compartment where they hid the Ark of the Covenant from being stolen. Now, some have also speculated that it was hidden somewhere like in Ethiopia or in other places. So you'll probably look at different ideas as to where it is, but many believe it's actually hidden in a secret compartment under the temple, and that Jews actually know where it is, but they've stated that there's no reason to bring it out now because there's no temple to put it in. And so, interesting. Just food for thought.
I did actually do it.
Exactly. And what Brother Haim is saying for those that are online is that you can look it up. You can even go online after church and look up the templeinstitute.org. And you can see that they've created many of the instruments, the clothing that the priests will wear. The menorah has been built. Everything is ready for a rebuilt temple. The only thing that's missing is the temple. But they believe the Messiah will give them the ability to rebuild the temple in the future. Which, of course, we know Jesus is the Messiah, but most Jews don't believe in Jesus as the Messiah. So who they will believe as the Messiah initially will be the Antichrist. Now, the Antichrist isn't going to come and make himself known to the world and say, look at me, I'm Antichrist. It's not going to be like that. He's going to have a human name. He's going to be a human leader, you know, that the whole world will be amazed and in awe over. He will make peace with Israel and give them the ability to rebuild that temple. They will look at him as the Messiah. And that will be the time when they rebuild the temple, and then, you know, maybe they'll get the Ark of the Covenant out of that hidden place. Well, yeah. No, there's a deep, deep longing in the heart of the Jews for the time of the Messiah. And they're looking with anticipation to rebuild and, you know, do this. You know, they even have the red heifer was an extinct, you know, it's a cow it has to be perfectly red from head to toe. Not one hair of that heifer, of that cow, can be discolored. You can't have like a black hair or a blonde, you know, kind of looking hair, brown hair. It has to be perfectly red, you know, and it was like non-existent. But recently, they actually have one or two, if not a few more red heifers ready, because you have to sanctify the altar and the temple with the ash of a red heifer. And it has to be a perfectly kosher, meeting the requirements of the law, and they have that ready. So just to bring into mind how close we are to these things ready to happen, you know, it's just like right around the corner. So interesting. The Ark of the Covenant can end up being on display. Can you imagine, you know, just how in awe the world would be in seeing these things beginning to transpire in the future. But the Antichrist will ultimately claim that he is God, you know, and so we see all that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and what have you. Anyways, let's move forward to our second point here. The enemy is defeated by the blood of the Lamb. Amen?
El enemigo es derrotado por la sangre del Cordero.
Look at Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 11.
Apocalipsis 12, versículos 7 a 11.
Anybody want to read these verses? Chapter 12, 7 through 11. Now these verses paint an interesting picture of a scene going on in heaven.
Estos versos nos enseñan algo muy interesante que está pasando en el cielo.
But what's amazing is that even though this is seemingly future,
y es interesante porque aunque este libro se enfoca en el futuro,
the fact is the battle has already been won.
La verdad es que la batalla realmente ya ha sido ganado.
When Jesus said it is finished from the cross,
cuando Jesucristo dijo de la cruz, ya consumado es, consumado es.
The whole plan of redemption was completed.
El plan de redención se cumplió.
And Jesus rose from the dead.
Y Jesucristo resucitó de la muerte.
He conquered death.
Y venció la muerte.
And we can look forward to that same conquering of death through Jesus Christ.
Y también nosotros podemos esperar que vamos a vencer sobre la muerte.
But it's this work of the Lamb that defeated the work of the devil and of his angels.
Pero era lo que el Cordero hizo por nosotros que cumplió el plan sobre Satanás.
And so here we see that there's war in heaven with Michael and his angels.
Y leemos que había guerra en los cielos con Miguel y sus ángeles.
Fighting against the dragon and his angels.
En contra del dragón y su ejército.
And of course, Michael and his angels are victorious, and they cast out this great dragon from heaven.
Y Miguel y sus ángeles fueron victoriosos y tiraron al dragón y sus ángeles afuera.
And we see that now the enemy is here on the earth.
Y ahora vemos que el enemigo se encuentra en la tierra.
Prior to this kicking him out of heaven,
antes que se fue tirado del cielo,
Satan, the accuser of the brethren,
Satanás era el que condenaba a los hermanos.
He was there accusing them before God day and night.
Estaba acusando a los creyentes día y noche.
But now he was cast out.
Pero ahora fue tirado de el cielo.
But what's amazing is verse 11.
Y versículo 11 es muy interesante.
Because it says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
Dice que por medio de su testimonio vencieron al enemigo.
And by the word of their testimony.
Y de la palabra del testimonio.
The enemy was defeated by the blood of the Lamb.
El enemigo fue vencido con la sangre del Cordero.
You are victorious in Christ.
En Cristo usted es victorioso.
And the enemy is defeated.
Y el enemigo está destruido.
Now, even though there is right now a battle ongoing here in the earth,
y aunque hoy hay una batalla que sigue aquí en la tierra,
we can see from these verses is that the blood of the Lamb is our path for victory.
Podemos ver por medio de estos versos que la sangre de Cristo es la manera que vamos a tener la victoria.
Christ has conquered.
Cristo ha triunfado.
And we are conquerors in Christ.
Y por medio de él vamos a triunfar también.
And we are victorious through the blood of the Lamb.
Por la sangre de Cristo somos victoriosos.
Amen.
Amen.
We are victorious.
Somos victoriosos.
We can lift our heads high, square our shoulders.
Podemos levantar nuestras cabezas en alto.
Because we are victorious in Christ Jesus.
Porque sabemos que en Cristo somos victoriosos.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea Dios.
Now we do face battles.
Sí, tenemos batallas.
And we will experience times of pain.
Y vamos a tener momentos de dolor.
But the ultimate truth is that we are victorious in Christ Jesus.
Pero la verdad es que tenemos la victoria en Cristo Jesús.
Our final part,
nuestro parte número tres,
is called Triumph and Glory of God's Kingdom.
Triunfo y gloria del reino de Dios.
First, the King of Kings defeats Satan.
El Rey de Reyes vence a Satanás.
Look at Revelation chapter 19.
Vaya conmigo a Apocalipsis 19.
And we're going to read verses 11 through chapter 20, verse 2.
Vamos a leer verso 11 hasta capítulo 20, verso 2.
As well as verses 7 through 10.
Y versos 7 a 10.
I'm going to read this a little fast, if you don't mind. Okay. It's a little long one. And so it says, I saw heaven opened, and there was a white horse, and he who sat on it was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written that no one knows but he himself. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. The armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Out of his mouth proceeds a sharp sword with which he may strike the nations. He shall rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of the Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice to all the birds flying in the midst of heaven, Come gather for the supper of the great God, to eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of commanders, the flesh of strong men, the flesh of horses and their riders, the flesh of all men, both free and slave, both small and great. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth with their armies gathered to wage war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. But the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Those two were thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with brimstone. The remnant were slain with the sword which proceeded out of the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves with their flesh. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having a key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. In verses 7 through 10, and when the 1,000 years are ended, Satan will be set free from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. Their number is like the sand of the sea. They traveled the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. But fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and false prophet were. They were tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. From his face the earth and the heavens fled away, and no place was found for them. These verses begin to show that the King of Kings ultimately defeats Satan.
Estos versos nos enseñan que el Rey de Reyes vence a Satanás.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Quiero ser honesto con usted.
We don't fully understand or comprehend why God allows the devil to have and function in the way that he does.
No entendemos completamente por qué Dios permite a Satanás que trabaje en la manera que él trabaja para destruir.
But God is ultimately the one that will defeat him.
Pero últimamente la verdad es que Dios lo va a destruir.
He's ultimately going to be thrown into the lake of fire that burns with brimstone.
Van a tirar a Satanás en el lago de fuego.
But as we see, Jesus will make his appearance riding on a white horse.
Y leemos aquí que Jesús se presentará sobre el caballo blanco.
He's called faithful and true.
Y se llama fiel y verdadero.
He judges and wages war with justice.
Él hace guerra en justicia.
He does right.
Él hace lo que es correcto.
His robe is blood stained.
Y su vestidura tiene marcas de su sangre.
Showing the finished work of Calvary.
Enseñando lo que él hizo en el Calvario.
He's ultimately called the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Y se llama el Rey de Reyes y Señor de Señores.
And as he's riding, he's ready to do battle.
Y mientras que él está en el caballo, está listo para la batalla.
We usually call this the Battle of Armageddon.
Se llama la Batalla de Armageddon.
These vultures and birds are told, be ready to have a feast.
Estos aves están listos para tener una fiesta.
But all of these armies are gathered together to try to stop the coming of Jesus.
Y los ejércitos están preparados porque quieren tratar de parar el ejército de Dios.
And then we see that the beast and the false prophet are ultimately thrown into the lake of fire.
Y leemos que la bestia y el falso profeta están tirados en el lago de fuego.
Then Satan is bound for 1,000 years.
Y está condenado por 1,000 años, Satanás.
Jesus will rule and reign here on the earth for 1,000 years.
Y Jesús reinará en la tierra por 1,000 años.
The devil will be in this bottomless pit.
Y Satanás está tirado en ese lugar por 1,000 años.
He won't be able to do his wickedness.
Y no va a poder ser mal.
Can you imagine?
¿Se puede imaginar?
No tempter.
No va a haber tentador.
And after those 1,000 years are over,
y después de esos 1,000 años,
he's released.
Se va a salir.
And then he deceives the nations.
Y Satanás va a engañar a las naciones.
And then all of a sudden fire falls down out of heaven and destroys all those armies.
Y el fuego va a salir del cielo para destruir a esos ejércitos.
He will deceive those whose hearts aren't for Christ.
Él va a engañar corazones que no están enfocados o quieren a Cristo.
But then we see the end of Satan.
Y vamos a ver el fin de Satanás.
He's cast into the lake of fire and brimstone.
Que cuando él está tirado al lago de fuego.
And there he will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Y va a ser tormentado día y noche.
Satan knows this.
Satanás sabe esto.
He knows this very well.
Y lo sabe muy bien.
He would like to make us think that no, it's not going to work out that way.
Él nos quiere hacer que pensamos no va a ser así.
He himself is deceived.
Aún él está engañado.
But ultimately, it's going to be fulfilled just as the Scripture says.
Pero últimamente se va a cumplir como nos dice las Escrituras.
Amen.
Amen.
Lastly,
últimamente,
all things will be made brand new.
Todas las cosas son hechas nuevas.
Look at Revelation chapter 21.
Mire conmigo en Apocalipsis 21.
Verses 1 through 5.
Versículos 1 a 5.
And then verses 22 through 27.
Y también versículos 22 a 27.
Does somebody want to read verses 1 through 5? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if our minds can fully comprehend the beauty of God's kingdom here on earth.
No sé si nuestras mentes pueden comprender completamente la belleza de lo que leemos aquí en estos versos.
You see, what we know is this earthly existence now.
Lo que sabemos es de la existencia que tenemos aquí en la tierra hoy.
There's troubles in this life.
Hay pruebas en nuestra vida.
It's not easy.
No es fácil.
There's sin all around us.
Hay pecados alrededor de nosotros.
We're living in a fallen world.
Vivimos en un mundo caído.
Our own bodies are cursed.
Aún nuestros cuerpos están malos.
We're getting old and dying.
Estamos poniéndonos, creciendo en edad y nos enfermamos.
Everything is falling apart.
Y a veces las cosas
That's this earthly existence.
Son difíciles en esta tierra.
Thank God we're saved.
Pero gracias a Dios que somos salvos.
Thank God he gives us joy in the midst of our travels. Amen.
Y él nos da gozo en medio de nuestra aflicción.
But can you imagine everything brand new?
Pero se puede imaginar todas las cosas hechas nuevas.
Dwelling with God himself.
Habitando con Dios mismo.
No more sun.
No va a haber el sol.
The beauty of perfection.
La belleza de perfección.
No more sickness and pain.
Ni enfermedad ni dolor.
Ruling and reigning here on the earth with Christ forever.
Gobernando y reinando aquí con Cristo para siempre.
What a thought.
Es un gran pensamiento.
But this is our future.
Y esto es nuestro futuro.
And we can look forward to this place of perfection.
Y podemos esperar este lugar de perfección.
There will be no more need for a place of worship or a temple anymore.
No vamos a necesitar un lugar para congregarnos para adoración.
Because God himself is the temple.
Porque Dios mismo es el templo.
No more lights in heaven.
No vamos a tener necesidad de luz en el cielo.
Because God is the light.
Porque Dios es la luz.
Everything of wickedness has been removed.
Cada maldad se ha quitado.
But we will be with him forever.
Y vamos a estar con él para siempre.
I look forward to that day.
Yo busco y espero ese día.
I mean, it's not always easy, even with what we're going through currently in the world.
Y no es fácil aún en lo que estamos pasando en el mundo hoy.
I mean, it's not easy in light of all this pandemic right now.
No es fácil en esta pandemia.
We got to know how to go in and out among the people.
Necesitamos saber cómo entrar y salir en medio del pueblo.
But thank God we can look forward to a day where there will be no more sickness or diseases. Amen.
Pero gracias a Dios que podemos esperar el día que no va a haber enfermedad ni maldad ya no.
It will be an eternal day.
Un día eternal.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea Dios.
Let's look at our ministry in action really fast.
Vamos a ver nuestro ministerio en acción.
First, let's find a way that we can encourage a missionary this week through an email, prayer, or extra financial support.
Primero, busque una manera de animar a un misionero esta semana a través de un mensaje por correo electrónico con su oración o apoyo financiero adicional.
Secondly, let's pray for an opportunity to share the great plan of God with an unbeliever.
Segundamente, ore por la oportunidad de compartir el gran plan de Dios con alguien que no conoce a Cristo.
And then lastly,
y últimamente,
let's pray that we will live each day with eternity in view in spite of the fallen world around us.
Ore que puede vivir cada día con la perspectiva de la eternidad a pesar del mundo caído que nos rodee.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We've gone through the story of the Old Testament.
Hemos estudiado el Antiguo Testamento.
Now we've just finished the story of the New Testament.
Y ahora terminamos la historia del Nuevo Testamento.
And so next Sunday we'll be starting a new series.
Y el domingo que viene vamos a empezar un nuevo series.
As we look at a study on the book of Isaiah.
Estudiando sobre el libro de Isaías.
So the book should be coming in this week sometime.
Vamos a recibir nuestros nuevos libros esta semana.
And so Lord willing, next Sunday we'll have the new books, okay?
Y vamos a tenerlos el domingo que viene.
Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, we are grateful for all that we have been learning and studying in our Sunday school classes. We pray that, Lord, you would give us, Lord, the ability, Lord, to see with your eyes, to hear with your ears, Lord, to truly understand the beauty, Lord, of all that you have given to us in Christ Jesus. We look forward, Lord, to all that you will be doing, not only in this life, but we look forward, Lord, to ruling and reigning with you forever and forever. We pray that you would bring forth your plans. We pray that you would stop, Lord God, the plans of the enemy even now. And Lord, we pray that truth would always prevail. Lord, we pray that you would bless, Lord God, the remainder of our service together, and we thank you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.